The rain is hammering the reinforced steel door at 2 a.m. when you spot them on the security feed. Sarah is on the porch, clutching a garbage bag of clothes. Beside her is her 17-year-old son, Elias. He was released from juvenile detention last week, convicted of aggravated assault. Your safe house policy is absolute. No males over 16. It exists for a reason. Two women are asleep upstairs right now, both nearly beaten to death by teenage male relatives. That rule is the only thing standing between them and another night of terror. Then Sarah's voice breaks through the intercom. Her husband found them. He has a shotgun. He's driving through the neighborhood. You look back at the feed. At the edge of the frame, a pair of headlights turn slowly onto your street, mounted high on a lifted truck. You have seconds to decide. Open the door and you violate the protocol that keeps your other residents feeling safe. Keep it locked, and Sarah and Elias are exposed on a lit porch with nowhere to run. The truck is moving slowly. Searching. What do you do?